Tina Peter Albert Natalie, number 17. It's the 2nd of April 2006. I tell ya, this is the pod show about nothing. You've heard it a million times by now, and I just think thinking before, it's been 10 episodes since number 7, and it kind of feels like it's been like a year, and what, it's only April. So yeah, Derek, coming at you from Sydney, Australia. I don't need to say that anymore, you know me. And I just, it's, 20 past 11 p.m., which actually means in daylight savings time, that's 12:21 a.m. And that's quite late for me to be going to bed on a school night. But, I was playing Halo with my friend across the internet and stuff, because I just got it on my iMac, and I thought, oh, gotta get it going. So, and then we couldn't get it working out, and then he's, like, going to bed, and I'm like, oh, does that mean I have to go to bed too? So anyway, with a crack of the neck, I'm going to try this Coco Deli caramel toffee biscuit crunch lolly truffle thing. I'm just reading the packaging here, This is all I'm going to do for this show, right at the moment, because I'm just going to record this, and then I'm going to go to bed, might record some more in the morning, might record the rest of the show tomorrow afternoon or something like that. But I don't have time for the whole show right now. Now, I might just do this live. I'm going into Photo Booth. If you have a new or a relatively new Mac computer with OS X or OS X with Photo Booth, you can, take photos with a little inbuilt camera. And now I'm going to do this thing here. Got to change the effects to, this light tunnel one. It's pretty cool. And I think you have to mirror it. I'm gonna mirror the. Oh, should I do a? Nah, I'll just keep it normal. But yeah, mirror the. Auto flip new photos. Oh, okay. Well, it'll auto flip it then. So yeah, I'll do the light tunnel here. Sorry if this is really quite boring. I don't mean it to be. I think my. Beautiful. Hand will be in the photo and stuff like that. But this is sort of... Sorry about the silence. I'm just trying to take a photo while I'm smiling. That should do. God, I don't know. That was pretty horrible. Maybe I'll take a proper digital photo with the packaging later. But yeah, I'm just going to get into this. I'm watching myself on this photo thing now. Get out of you. Okay, I'm opening it up. I just wanted to show you there that it wasn't open before. So this is like I'll give you a rundown about this thing. I've had a cookies and cream version of this before. It's really quite delicious. This is like an ice cream, like a little mini sort of magnum type of ice cream, but it's not ice cream, it's not cold, it doesn't melt. It's quite strange. It's this nice Belgian chocolate, and this one's like a caramel toffee crunch thing. So I like the toffee caramel stuff, so I'm going to give this a go. But I don't know if I need to come close for you to hear this, this microphone's pretty sensitive, but ready? Can you hear that? Oh man. This is pretty good. Pretty darn. Let me just have another bite. Yeah. Got soft little bits of toffee or. Has anyone seen What About Bob? If you have, please email me, let me know. It's a bloody hilarious movie. Quite a good midnight snack. Quite a good midnight. Okay, now I'm just being stupid. Now, I never eat at my computer except for these things, so it's very another exclusive T-Pan event. I'm gonna go finish this now. And then, of course, brush my teeth. Like, if you haven't heard the Love Dentist, episode 12, you must listen to. He'll kick my ass if I don't brush my teeth. So, I'll continue this in the morning, probably most likely tomorrow afternoon. Hope you enjoyed this T-Pan live eating. We're going to start T-Pan live talk very, very soon, guys. So, if you didn't get an email from me about it, then let me know. Email me and get you to be a part of it. It's going to be very, very exciting. If you don't know what that is, go back, listen to T-Pan 13. And I'm going to go... There's not much. These things are pretty small, so there's not much left. I'm just going to devour it now. Have a good sleep if you're going to sleep now, and continue the rest tomorrow, which will be April 3rd. So this is going to be like one of those dual show. Okay, shut up, Derek. Okay, bye. Yes, it is Derek here. It's a wonderful afternoon. 1600 hours, and someone just came online there. Maybe I should, shut off those sounds or something on MSN Messenger. Let me just pause for a sec. Yeah, or I could do the easier way of just turning the sound off. Duh. Anyhow, if you can hear a little humming sound nearby, that's just my laptop, you know, whirring away with its fan, trying to keep itself cool. And it's, I was saying, 1603 hours. And it's a wonderful sunny afternoon here in Sydney. And I got off, it's 1600 hours because I got off college early. The class that we had in the afternoon, the teacher was sick, as the rest of the world seems to be. I don't understand. But seemed to be sick, so we didn't have to go. So giddy up, got home about an hour ago, about 3 o'clock or 2:30 or something. Something like that. And you know, I just was listening to some podcasts, watching, I watched Geek Brief TV, with the Adam Curry interview. So I really like Geek Brief TV, it's quite good. I download them at college, because I don't want to use up all my bandwidth here, so download them at college, and then half watched it there, half watched it here, so yeah, it was interesting. That's part. Well, just go to geekbrieftv.com or geekbrief.com or something like that. And... I'm just gonna have to get this out now. Last night I had this massively long Skype session with Sam and Shedroll, and they each have their own podcasts, the Grey Section podcast and the Demented Random Guy podcast. Respectfully, that works out to be Sam's and Shedroll's podcast. So I'll link them in the show notes, and they're very good podcasts. I like them. I must say that the Demented Random Guy, his levels, like my ears, I think if I keep listening, my ears might not be around for much longer. So I'm going to email Shedroll about that and just see what exactly he's doing there, because it seems to be like he's talking all like this. And I think everything needs to be a bit leveled out on his show. But yeah, I can't stop laughing at Shedroll. He's a funny guy. And yeah, and Sam's show, that's just I gave it 7 thumbs up on the Nodcast forum there. Yeah, it's very well done, and from the get-go, from the first episode, I don't think there's been a bad episode yet, really. Personally, I liked it very much. And now I saw when I yelled back there that it peaked quite a bit, and I apologize. I might just take that down in the editing so that it's not too extreme. So if you didn't hear it that loud, then that's because I edited it in a good way. Hold on, I've got to speak to my mother. Yeah, my mother just wanted to know if I was going out to some actor's thing this evening. I don't really know what it is, so that's why I don't really find it interesting going. But, yeah, I should probably find out more about that, actually. Anywho, something that I've been... Why am I starting to take my shirt off? Something I've been meaning to do for a while is make another promo. As every podcaster does, they'll make a promo and then they'll say, oh, I need to make a new one, and then they never get around to it. But I think I have some really, really good ideas when I go to sleep sometimes. Sometimes my mind is just like, great idea, pops into my mind. And if I don't have a piece of paper nearby and I don't write it down, sometimes I'll forget it by the morning. So I thought of this idea, it was so good that I remembered it by morning. I kept thinking, I've got to write it down, and then I fell asleep, then I woke up, and I was like, whoa, yes, I remembered. Good job, Derek. Good job. So, yeah, I've got this great idea for a promo, and it's going to be more like a promo for other shows as well. It's very strange. I don't know if anyone else is going to play it because it promotes all these other things, all these other shows in it, but we will see how it goes. I think I might record it very, very soon, and maybe I'll have it even uploaded and edited and all that tonight. Hopefully that will be very exciting for everyone. So that new promo coming soon for T-Pan, very, very, yes, exciting. So yeah, this massive Skype conversation we had last night, Schedule, Sam, and I, went for over an hour, and we were just testing out the Skype stuff, and at my end, Sam was a little delayed, and Shedtrol seemed to be pretty the same as me. I think it might have been because Shedtrol and I were talking first, and then we brought Sam in on a conference. I don't know, but the delay, I don't know. And so when I'm going to... Okay, let's talk about T-Pan Live Talk for a little bit here. I'm thinking I'm doing it maybe tomorrow, or like tomorrow night my time, which will be... God, what I've got all these times written down here on a sugar fix bag. So if it's midnight in Sydney, that's like 6 o'clock in Shedtrol's time, and that would be different in New York. Let's see. I got some times set up, and I need everyone to let me know what times are best for them. I've got most of the people down, but listeners, I think I've got almost everyone down except for Shmee, actually. And these are the times that I've thought are best for most people, but I don't know about Shedtrol for this one. I think, I don't know who I've emailed and what. I'll have to work it out after this show. But I've got these times down so far. If it's 3 to 5 p.m. in New York, that'll be 5 to 7 a.m. here, which I don't mind being up earlier and that sort of thing for this sort of stuff, as long as I can accommodate for everyone else. Last night was actually pretty good. Last night was a good time, but 12 to 1 a.m. my time, I got really, really tired and I just was laughing at everything. And so, let's see, if it's... and that time, so 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning here in Sydney would be 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock in p.m. for Shmee time in Oregon. So, yeah, and then Shedtrol time, that would be 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. And I don't know if that's a little too late for him or what, but he said he's going to try and work out things and stuff like that. So this is all giddy up and going. So next couple of days, T-Pan Live Talk is going to be up and running. The only thing I've been trying to work out is doing how I'm going to record it. Now, I've got Audio Hijack Pro Audio Hijack Pro, and I can record that. I can record the whole conversation, but I also thought, if you haven't heard of a thing called a double ender before, that's where each person at each end records what they're doing. So say I'd be recording the whole conversation on Audio Hijack Pro, but I'd also be recording it in GarageBand. I don't know how my computer's going to be able to handle that, but hopefully we can see what we can do. So it'd probably be better on a quality sense to record at each person's end, but I don't know what programs people have and everything like that. I mean, GarageBand, it'd be pretty easy to do it in for Mac users. I thought Cast Blaster would be easy to do it in for PC users, but that limits you to 10 minutes if you don't have the license, which is like $70, which is just ridiculous. So maybe having to, every 10 minutes, have a little pause and then get that person to save whatever they've done, PC users that is, save whatever they've done, and go start another 10-minute thing, or using something like Audacity or Goldwave. I think I used to use Goldwave for my first few episodes of T-Pan, and that works pretty good. You just record, and then and what I guess, if everyone can work out something like a recording device, I guess we'll maybe make it a half-hour talk or however long, really. I mean, we ended up talking an hour last night, and that just went by really, really quick. But yeah, whatever program people can use just to record the whole thing at their end would probably be better. And then I'll do all the editing together, as it's all my idea and everything. So as long as everyone can just upload their end of the show, I'll download all them and then edit it together. So if that sounds good to everyone, let me know. I'll email everyone about this too, just in case you haven't listened to the show yet, because you might not listen to it till after we do the T-Pain live talk. So wow, I'm really quite hungry right now. So that's about T-Pain live talk. I just thought I'd get that all out and giddy upping. I'm gonna send an email after this show, and it's going to be sweet and giddy up. Now I'm gonna put some Podsafe music in for today, and queued up. Well, not really queued up, I'm going to have to just click around and see what we got here. I found some cool stuff by... what are their names? What do we have here? I think it's .22, .22, or just 22. And the song is called Pass It On. It's from the PMN. I just saw it on the main page there and said, let's have a listen. Sounded good, so it's on my show now. So yeah, the .22 or something like that, that's the artist name, and the song's called Pass It On from the Podsafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. I will put the link to the artist page in the show notes. Enjoy!
Song stuck in my head. I got a new song stuck in my head. I got a new song stuck in my head. I got a new song stuck in my head. It's funny cause it's something that you said, and now it's all stuck fucked up in my head. It's affecting everything that I do in my life, in and out, through and through. So I'm asking you now, what should I do? Scrap that, I think I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pass it right back to you. I'm gonna pass it on to you. Passing it on. I got a new song stuck in my head. I got a new song stuck in my head. I got a new song stuck in my head. I got a new song stuck in my head.
I got a new song stuck in my head.
that you said, and now it's all stuck fucked up in my head. It's affecting everything I do in my life, in and out, through and through. What do you think I should do, Scrap? That I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pass it on to you. Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on. Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on. Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on. Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on. Walk it up in my seat, won't go low, but be stayed out.
Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on, passing it on. Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on, passing it on. Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on, passing it on. Passing it on, passing it on, passing it on, passing it on.
So come on, I'm a high set guy, walk it up in the guy, yay. Put it on my guy, yay, bye.
8 minutes of Point 22. That is the actual name of the band. You can go to point22.com, find their website. It's kind of not too much happening on the website. They got a funny bio thing and the songs and stuff. But it says on the PodSafe Music Network that they're an Asian party boy threesome. And we rock our jokes off. We are the whores for Satan, and we are always Point 22. Yeah, a bit. Yeah.
Mm.
And it doesn't know where they're actually from, so I don't know. They say g'day on their bio thing, so I don't know if they're Australian or what. Sound a little Australian. Interesting, though. Yes, come in, please. Hello! My sister's making another appearance on the show!
Hi! I'm bringing a camera.
Can you just empty this photos off it, maybe?
I can't at the moment because so people on the computer.
Okay, where are you going? You going somewhere?
Camera's there.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Bye!
Bye! That was the Jacqueline. Excuse me, and I believe that's the end of the show for today, except that I'm just going to mention a couple last things. Jabberwacky, I remember I saw that years and years ago, my dad showed it to me. Jabberwacky, you just go jabberwacky.com, JABBERWACKY.com, and you can talk to this, it's like a bot, and you can talk to it, and it'll just reply to you, and it'll make up the most random things, and you'll be like, what the hell? See ya. And it's like, no, stay, don't go anywhere. I'm like, shut up. And that's pretty funny. It's pretty fun if you say stupid things to it. And finally, I just want to maybe plug, I suppose, the Grey Section podcast, because I've listened to the first 5 episodes. That's really, really wicked. I already said that before. But yeah, I like it quite a bit. So you can go to greysection.blogspot.com or... Even, let me just try this. I love just trying stuff out on the show, just to see if it works at the time of recording. So, we will go to the podcast directory in iTunes. A few clicks, you might hear that, you know, my sensitive little microphone doing its thing. Yep, come on, okay. Let's just see if the Grey Section is in iTunes. Grey Section, because I tried yesterday, I don't think it was. Nah, nothing appears there. Let me just try the Grey Section. I'm not quite sure how this is searched by. Yeah, the Grey Section isn't in iTunes yet, so just go to greysection.blogspot.com and find out the feed there. You will find a button for the feed on Sam's website, and you know, you can subscribe in iTunes that way. Just go to the advanced menu, go to subscribe to podcast, enter in the URL, thingamabobby, presenter, and voila, it's there. Seeing as it's brand new month, oh, you know, everyone's been saying this on their podcast, podcastalley.com, vote for me. All you have to do is just go to my blog, not that I remember the name of it, my website, sorry, nothingpodshow.blogspot.com, and right there, top of the page, enter in your email address, and bing! You'll get an email, and you just have to verify, and giddy up, that will be posting for my show. And even better, if you would like to do this, pretty please, write a comment in there. You know, you can just vote and that, but also go to podcastalley.com and write a comment. And also in iTunes, I only have one comment for my show in iTunes. One. Uno enumere. Uno enumere. Is that even words? I don't know. But yeah, only... one comment from my friend who lives like down the road, and he gave me 4 stars too. Yeah, thanks. So in iTunes you can write comments. Did you know that? I think I've written comments for the Nodcast and stuff like that, but I'll write a comment for your show for sure. And yeah, so vote for me on Podcast Alley, pretty please, and you know, do all that stuff that you do at the start of the month, like voting for all the cool shows and stuff like that. So that's what I did today at college. Yeah, don't tell anyone. So, have a great whatever part of the thing you're doing, and take care now. Bye-bye then. Remember, watch out for my new promo coming up soon, and a special T-Band Live episode very, very soon. Take care now.